Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Alessandro Zamboni, who's CEO at Supply Me Capital. How are you today, Alessandro?
Hi, Zaki. Fine. How are you?
What's the current position at Supply Me? The shares were suspended for a few weeks, but can you run us through what happened there and how you're back?
Sure. We had the opportunity to work very well with the FCA, with the regulator. We had the opportunity to explain our business model, all the information, all the announcements that we made. And basically, you know that the suspension depends on the technical breach related to our need to align the accounting dates, because Italian is material in the balance sheet. So the auditors asked us to align the reference date. But thanks to the restoration process, it was a very edu marketing process, because we talked with the FCA, we explained our model, we also explained our partners, our agreements. And so we are very happy to use the time in order to explain the Supply Me to FCA.
It was like a reboot.
Exactly. You know that my background is a regulatory, so I know very well what typically a regulator needs to understand when there is a restoration process. It's not an investigation. It's basically a checklist of compliance topics, where it's important that the issuer, Supply Me, has to explain all the announcements, the business model, how we account the revenues, the goodwill, all that we did. It was very simple to explain to FCA. Basically, you know that our model is quite complex. And so is the reason also of the weeks that FCA needed to complete the process.
Right. And in terms of the company itself, there's still one or two people who maybe need to understand what inventory monetization is. After speaking to the FCA, do you know how to describe it fully and clearly?
Yeah, we explain better because, firstly, the monetization is not financing. So we can see interest rate or interest revenues from our balance sheet is fees. And the second most important point is that our fees basically are made of two components. One is the due diligence. The second one is the monetization. So understanding this kind of two key pillars, not the financing and two revenue streams, is very simple to understand that we already charged revenues in 2020, and starting 2021, we are going to charge also the monetization fees.
To make it really simple, is it a bit like you're a mortgage broker? I mean, you get a fee when somebody comes to you, you get a fee for doing the due diligence, and then you get a fee when they actually do a deal. Is that a way of looking at it, but it's to companies rather than to people?
Yes. It's correct, with the big difference that in the perspective of the client is not the financing. So is also the reason because we are rolling out our service to all countries. Now we are operating in all countries, we announced it, because the companies, client companies understood that it's not financing. And so after COVID or during the COVID, the CFO of a client company need to find new facilities that are not financing. And so it's correct what you explained, but the key point is that investors, shareholders, as not to misunderstanding our service like asset-based lending or facilities, the credit facilities.
What service are you providing if you're not providing financing? What are you providing?
It's a commercial facility.
Is it a due diligence service?
No. It's a due diligence service that is important because it's the first phase of the process. But basically, for a client company, is a true sales, is a commercial facility. So the company monetizes through sales. So they sell the inventory to our platform, and they keep inventory on the consignments. It's not a financing. It's a true sale under also IFRS standards, the derecognition of assets. And so it's a big opportunity for a company to use our service.
Right. So it's a facility, rather a credit facility, let's say.
Commercial facility.
Okay, and you say that you've got the rollout going around the world now, or lots of parts of the world. How is that going?
We'll use better details in upcoming current trading update, but basically now we are operating in Italy, in UK, for UK common law, so Middle East, and also thanks to the support of Anthony Brown, also in a couple of in-transit opportunities, so when inventory is moved from the exporter to the importer. So we are happy to say that all the countries now are operating. It's also the reason because we are accelerating the hire of new staff, new people, new analysts, because we need the new analysts. And we are also having the opportunity now in these days to work, to talk with the former Greensill guys, because there is a big opportunity for us also to have the opportunity to meet guys from Greensill, from other trade receivables platform that are very interested to be part of Supplemi team.
Of course, those people have more time on their hands now.
Yes.
So they're happy to talk. As far as Anthony Brown is concerned, one or two people were asking me to interview him as well. But I said, obviously, you know, you're the one to talk to. But he might be the person to give you the breakthrough in America.
Yes. I think that we can arrange also an interview or opportunity to talk directly with Anthony. Because Anthony now is very active in a social and in the point of view of trade finance markets. And you know that the Supplemi basically is now working on inventory monetization when an inventory is on the warehouse, but we are looking also to an inventory that is in transit. So basically the trade finance framework, but also with the monetization approach that is our typical non-credit approach. So Anthony is opening the opportunity to work also to inventory in transit opportunities.
So you've just explained, I think, what Supplemi is to me now. So I've finally got it, that it's a fintech platform for trade finance.
It's a fintech platform that now monetizes inventory in warehouse, and trade finance typically is focused on inventory in transit, so the buyer and the supplier. And Supplemi is now looking also to cover this kind of opportunity of the market that typically is covered by trade financing platform, traditional platform. But we think that there is room also to roll out our model in a typically trade finance transaction where there is the platform, the supplier, and the buyer.
So it's a marketplace.
Yes. Yes.
You're going to be the leading marketplace
for monetizing the inventory of all the companies in over the global footprint.
So it's an international. So you just go to one website and there you can, if you want trade finance, you see everything there you need if you're a corporate player. So that's it.
Yes.
What you're trying to do. And now we come back. We're all excited in terms of the rest of the year. What are the milestones that you're looking at in terms of going forward?
Our milestones, as also our investors want to see, is to monetize the Italian portfolio, to monetize a UK common law corporates, and to also use Sharia funding routes in order to cover also this opportunity. And I think that also thanks to these 2 months, starting this year, we achieve a very important milestones, and we are thrilled to explain what we achieved in the upcoming current training update.
Right, and the other thing is, which is a general question, we're hopefully getting out of the COVID pandemic era. And so basically, the environment's going to change. Is it going to change in your favor? Do you expect more activity for Supplemi?
For sure. Indeed, the change is supporting our business model. When we founded Supplemi, we didn't think about COVID or pandemic risk, but now the environment is moving on your side. I give you an example. This morning, we had a very important meeting with the Big Four, and that is specialized on fashion supply chain. And COVID asked to the major brand to monetize the stock of the previous season, for instance. That is a high marketability stock with a very important brands, the big, large corporate brands, and they are keen to start a project with us and this Big Four in order to monetize, to create a format for fashion supply chain, very big brand of the fashion supply chain.
So for you, this particular part of the cycle and these particular events that we're having at the moment, it's like Christmas. I mean, everybody needs your services.
Exactly. And by the other hand, it's important also to see the banking regulation, because banks, the traditional banks, will have problem to arrange traditional lending, because the regulator are very keen to reduce the risk. Also, Green Seal also transfer the message that is important to understand the underline of each exposures and not to rely only to the credit risk of the insurance company. And so regulators are very keen to transfer the pass the message to reduce this kind of exposure, but allow the banks to also try to find a new opportunities. It's also the reason of our captive bank. The captive bank that we give a very important update in the current trade update will support us, because they know very well our business model. And so it's important to understand the underlying. And we think that COVID and specialized lending, like our captive bank, will be the future.
Right. And just finally, your market cap is still around 180, 170 million pounds at the moment. I'm presuming that you're thinking that that's just the start of the process in terms of what you could be.
Yes, we think that thanks to our business goal achievement, our investments, our new opportunities, for sure, we see a very important, this year will be the year. And we are keen to create, to generate concrete revenues, and also to see the impact to the share price.
Alessandro Samboni, CEO at SupplyMe Capital, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Thank you indeed.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.